This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by The Daily Progress. Visit dailyprogress.com. There are 69 more Americans in the area around Charlottesville this week. Since 1963, nearly 3,000 people have taken the oath of citizenship on the steps of Monticello, just above Charlottesville. Dan Jordan is the president of the Thomas Jefferson Foundation, which runs the historic house.
Each 4th of July, for 44 consecutive years, the foundation has been pleased to sponsor these special proceedings here at Mr. Jefferson's mountaintop home. Welcome.
Monticello invites prominent figures to address the new citizens. The artists Christo and John Claude gave this year's speech. Both are naturalized citizens.
Happy 4th of July.
The two artists came to visit the United States in 1964 and decided to stay. Jean-Claude describes what happened when their ship, the SS France, came into the New York Harbor.
And at some moment, there it is in front of us, looking like a postcard, downtown Manhattan. And I was in Christo's arms. It was very cold. And Christo said, "You like it?" I said, "I love it." He said, "Well, I give it to you. It's all yours. But it's okay, you may share it with us."
After living here illegally for several years, the pair eventually began the process to become naturalized. Though they became citizens in 1973, they're still proud of their accents.
And bless you, ladies and gentlemen of the United States of America. Have a beautiful day.
New citizens must be sworn in by a judge, so a special session of the United States District Court for the Western District of Virginia was opened by a U.S. Marshal.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. This United States District Court for the Western District of Virginia is now in session and open for the transaction of business.
As I call your name, please come forward. Parigal Lloyd.
The District Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services reads the names of those petitioning to become citizens.
Jose Torres Rangel, Sandra Annette Costanza O'Brien.
The new Americans sworn in came from 39 countries, from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe. As their names were read, they took their place on the steps of Monticello.
Each candidate has been interviewed by an officer of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, and each candidate has been found to be eligible to receive citizenship at this time.
Presiding Judge James P. Jones initiates the oath of citizenship.
If you will raise your right hands and repeat after me, I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince. So help me God. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare that you are citizens of the United States.
Judge James Wilkinson of the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals welcomed the new Americans.
But I tell you, the great thing about America, doesn't matter when your ancestors came. Doesn't matter. Because today, the meaning of this ceremony is that you and I step forward together as fellow citizens and as Americans.
Wilkinson asked for volunteers to come up and tell their stories to the crowd. The first speaker was Parigal Lloyd, a woman who fled the Taliban in Afghanistan in 1999.
This is a safe place for me, and I'm proud to be American, and I ask from America to tell me what I do for that. And I'm ready to give my life for this country.
My name is Susan Wilcox. I'm humbled and honored that God has blessed me with America as my home. I was born in Scotland, raised in England, have worked in Africa, and now am married to the most wonderful man and have two beautiful children. We live in Culpeper, where we wake up every morning to be greeted with beauty that takes my breath away. God is awesome. This country is my home, and I feel truly privileged to be standing here today in Monticello as an American.
This is the greatest democracy of the world and the oldest of all, and I become a U.S. citizen today, and I'm proud to being a U.S. citizen, and what we do around the world is outstanding.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Wharton, and my parents moved here. They left a war-ravaged Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, when I was a child, and I just wanted to thank them for giving up so much. Excuse me. to move us here. And I just want to remind everybody how lucky we are to live in a country where there is no war and where there's freedom. Thank you.
After the ceremony, the League of Women Voters were on hand to register the new Americans to perform their civic duty. Passerby wished Muhammad Farid Uddin well as he signed up.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your comment. Thank
you. I am from Bangladesh originally. Now I am the U.S. citizen. So I want to make sure that as it is a country of opportunity and liberty and justice, so I have just registered for my vote that we can exercise our right.
Uddin's son and daughter also became citizens in the ceremony. Uddin's son expressed hope over his new status.
I feel good to be an American citizen, and, well, I hope I'll have many opportunities now since I am one.
This has been a podcast from the 2006 Monticello Independence Day Celebration and Naturalization Ceremony, brought to you by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. We receive support from the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Read more on this event at their website, dailyprogress.com. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.